This is an IELTS Energy Podcast, episode 920, Antonio's Avenues for Axing IELTS Anxiety.
Welcome to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English, downloaded more than 18 million times with former IELTS examiner Jessica Beck and Aubrey Carter, the IELTS whiz. If you are stuck with a low score, our insider method will help you get the score you need to unlock your dreams. Get your estimated band score now with our two-minute quiz at allearsenglish.com/myscore.
Antonio, a three-key student, not only won the Writing Wizard contest this month, but he also just took his second IELTS exam. Find out which strategies helped him to stay focused and calm his test day panic. Hello, hello, IELTS Energy listeners. Today, we get to talk to a student who just took the exam. So guys, you are going to hear a real report from a very recent IELTS exam. Okay, this is exciting. There's another reason why Antonio is here, but I'll say that in a second. First of all, can you introduce yourself, please?
Hey, everybody. My name is Antonio Lucena. I am from Venezuela, and I'm so excited to be here with you, Jessica. Thank you for having me.
My pleasure. So the whole reason why you were invited to come on the show today was because you wrote the winning essay for last month's contest. So listeners, if you are not a regular listener to IELTS Energy, you might not know, but every month in our Facebook group for the Three Keys IELTS course, we have a contest. It's a free contest and you could submit your task to essay. You can give feedback if you want, but most students just submit it, and then the winning person, the person that writes the best essay, gets to come on the show. You also get a free 15-minute strategy session, but Antonio chose not to use that. Can you tell us why you didn't need that strategy session, Antonio?
Well, actually, I already took my IELTS test last Saturday, July 25th, so even though I can use the pantas that you said, right now it's like I already took the test, so
right.
I think I don't need it.
You know, it just, you don't try not to think about IELTS until you get your scores. And I know that's hard, but like, yeah, you could just like save that 15 minutes, you know, in case you need it later, just like keep that in your back pocket, so to speak. So let's first talk about the winning essay, just briefly. We could give some writing task two tips to our listeners, and then we'll get into your experience of the test. Because guys, knowing what really happens on exam day from people who really take the test in similar situations to yourself, that is super helpful. Take that mystery out of exam day, right? Take that anxiety out of exam day. And we are going to talk a little bit about exam day anxiety as well later on. So first of all, Antonio, can you tell us, before you took Three Keys IELTS, would you say you were a good writer?
I saw that I was a good writer.
Cool.
Actually, I went to college. Last summer, I finished my MBA. I think my writing skill has been improved by the time. At the beginning, it was awful. I have to admit it.
Yeah.
Then it keeps getting better by the time. I have to say that at the end of my MBA, it was pretty good. But definitely, when you take the IELTS test, there are a few extra things that you need to know. And I think
yes,
that thing are definitely part of the course on three
for
keys.
Sure. Yeah, that was going to be my next question. You read my mind, Antonio, because like writing for university is its own thing. right? Just like writing a task two essay for IELTS is completely unique. Now, of course, skills you learn in academic writing for university, they'll definitely help you on the exam for sure. Writing fluency, confidence, vocab, but there are unique things about IELTS that if you don't know, you're still not going to get that high writing score. So Antonio, can you tell us a couple things? Like, from taking Three Keys IELTS, how do you change your writing for the test?
Well, first of all, I still remember the videos for the writing part. When you say, when things like, hey, linking words, you need to use linking words. That for me was the best advice that you gave it to me. Linking words are so important because it shows you the same thing that you said on the videos, coherence, like how to organize the paragraph and the structure of the whole writing. So for me, linking words are one of the things that I improved the most from my college to taking the IELTS. And the second thing that I honestly didn't know is the different kind of writing that IELTS test can show you. I mean, like the argument essay, like the opinion essay, the mixed essay. When I took it the first, I didn't think about it. I didn't know anything about it.
Sure.
And that's the strategy on how to write any kind of essay was super important to me.
That's awesome. Yeah, getting that test familiarity, right? You know, I mean, okay, so everybody knows that I was an examiner for 14 years, and I could tell you, I can identify immediately if someone has prepared for the exam or not. And you know what? Like, it breaks my heart when I'm reading a task two essay, and I could tell this person has a high level of English, and so they probably get great scores for vocab and grammar, but I can also tell that they didn't prepare for the exam, that they don't explore the question in the way IELTS needs you to get a 7 or higher for task. It's a they're very specific requirements, guys, and if you don't know them, it's impossible to guess and do correctly. So that's the task score. And then the cohesion coherence score, like you said, same thing. You know, there are very specific ways we organize the task two essay. It's short. Like, we need to get out really unique ideas in a short amount of time. And the only way to have that in a smooth way is to use very specific transition phrases. And that's what the templates are about in the course. So guys, two things to take away so far. If you're going to get a 7 or higher for IELTS writing, you have to know the test intimately. You have to use very specific, meaningful transition phrases, and you have to know what the examiner is grading you on for task, because that's the toughest category to get a high score in if you don't prepare. Like, it's impossible. Okay, awesome. So it sounds like you took the test before getting into the course. Is that right?
Yeah, I took the test before getting into the course, and then took the course and take another test.
Okay, so what were your scores before?
Actually, writing was the worst. I think it was 5.5. I got 7 on listening and speaking, and then I got 8 on writing. So yeah, definitely writing was the worst part for me.
Okay, so 8 in reading, 7's listening and speaking, 5.5 writing. Well, I could tell you, I mean, since you won this month's Writing Wizard contest, you're definitely going to get higher than a 5.5 this time for writing.
Hopefully.
Okay, so let's get into your test experience here. Before we talk about the recent IELTS exam and what you did to make it a smooth day for yourself as much as possible, I want to remind students that you know, knowing where you're starting from, what score would you get right now? You have to know these things so you don't waste any more time in your IELTS preparation. So guys, if you're wondering, where are you at? Where are you at right now, IELTS score? Go to allearsenglish.com/myscore, guys. Take a short quiz and get your estimated IELTS band score plus free resources designed by me. Okay, so let's get into it. You took the test on July 25th. Now, as we're recording this, it's very recent. We do record ahead of time, but it sounds like you were most worried about listening. Now, why is that? And what did you do to help yourself not panic on that part? Listeners, I have a question for you and some advice. Guys, what would you get if you took IELTS right now? You know, having these numbers helps us prepare. Know where you're at right now, guys, so you know when you can register for your next IELTS test. Find out your estimated IELTS band score for free immediately. Go to allearsenglish.com/myscore. That's allearsenglish.com/myscore.
I mean, I just followed all the feedback, all the instructions that you gave to the course, all the strategies. And actually, in my opinion, this is the more important thing, having a strategy. The first time I took the test, I just jumped into it and didn't have a strategy. And I think it's so important having a strategy for every part of the test, including listening.
Yeah.
Regarding listening, wow, that's hard for me. I don't know. I just lost hearing the people who's speaking,
yeah.
And it's hard for me to try to retake where they actually are, and at that time I just use the strategy: say, don't freak out, try to use the keywords, find them, and just keep, don't worry about the question that you didn't get, and just keep going. Don't worry about the thing that you already missed, and just keep going with the next. But I don't know, honestly, a test, when you're taking the test, is tough. Sometimes it's tough for some of us.
Sure. No, of course. Especially, like you were saying before we started recording, section four, right? Section four is a killer. It's one person talking about a tough topic. Yeah.
And there are like eight or 10 different questions without stopping. There's no stop.
Right.
They keep talking and talking and talking and talking to, hey, when are you going to stop? When is a break?
Well, like, this is why we need to have the right amount of practice before the exam, right? So we know what to expect. Because if we don't practice enough, we'll get to section four and we'll think, oh, you know, like, they'll give me some time in the middle to look at the rest of the questions, just like the other sections. And then if that doesn't happen, I can imagine just like total panic freak out mode for sure.
Yeah.
So I think the idea is like, no, there's no magic key for completely like stopping all the panic and all the nerves. I think it's natural on a high pressure exam like this to feel some nerves. I that's gonna happen, guys. So as long as we're ready for it, and as long as we have the strategies. Now, two types of strategies I want to outline here that Antonio is talking about. First of all, strategies for each section of the test, right? These are the testing skills. These are the steps, like in reading, for example, right? Identify the keywords, underline them, predict possible paraphrases, scan the passage. Like, there's all these steps we follow to find the answers in the quickest, most efficient way possible. But then there's this whole other group of strategies, guys, that honestly, we are the only IELTS course that even talks about and recognizes the importance of these strategies, which are the anti-anxiety strategies. So, Antonio, we're talking about losing track, panicking, right? But then coming back from that. So can you share with us any strategies that helped you beat that anxiety?
Wow, that's a hard one. on the listening, when I got lost, yeah. I just tried to think on the strategies on the listening part. When you guys said, don't freak out, keep going, go to the next question.
Great.
What about that one? Just try to answer as many questions as you want. Don't freak out, because if you lose one or two, just trying to find a keyword in the next and just try to follow up again with the audio.
Yeah, totally. So guys, what Antonio is talking about there is when we look at the questions before we listen and we identify the keywords, right? On the computer, you can highlight them. On the paper, you just underline them. Those are your anchors. Those are your maps, guys. So if you miss one, don't freak out. Don't just like, you can't keep waiting for that one you missed. It's gone, right? Nothing you can do now. So
It's gone.
So all we can do is just look at the next question and be ready for that one, right? We can't go back in time. Are there any anti-anxiety methods that you practiced while you were preparing or maybe before you went into the exam that day to help yourself sort of stay calm?
Basically, just small things that you also mentioned in the course, like take breaks, or take a break before the test. You don't need to go over the whole strategies or the whole course the day before the test. Actually, in my opinion, you need to relax.
Yes.
Take a deep breath and, do something not exactly related with the course. Maybe go out, get some food. Totally. I don't know. Just try not to think that much about the course. You need to get some rest, go to the bed early, and just be on time for the test, and just show all the strategies and all the things that you learned for the course.
Exactly. Yeah. So the point is, guys, like, there's so much psychology involved in preparing for this test and the strategies for each section and on test day, right? And we talk about these perspectives. We recognize how important it is to get rest. So on our study plan, there are rest days. You don't study 7 days a week. Also, the day before your test, guys, you're not going to teach yourself or do anything that day that's going to change your score for the next day. Right?
No.
Like, no, nothing. You can't do anything in one day. So your goal, listeners, is to be 100% prepared before that. So then the day before the exam, you take a deep breath, you relax, you congratulate yourself for the hard work you've done so far, and you focus on those positive ideas for the next day, right? We build up our mind to be 100% ready for the next day. So, okay. Antonio, assuming you get the scores you need, what are you going to do next? What are your next steps after IELTS? You're going to be done with IELTS. Now what? What is the next step in your life?
Wow, a big step, actually. I'm applying for moving to Canada. The reason why I took the general test or IELTS test. So my next step definitely will be moving to Canada and, getting different opportunities over there.
And what opportunities are going to be open for you after passing IELTS, moving to Canada? What does that mean for your life?
It means a lot. I mean, getting the score that I need, it will open a lot of doors on my professional career. There's a couple of opportunities that I'm looking for. That's the main point of taking the test.
Okay. Excellent.
Getting better opportunities.
Yeah, for sure. And that's the point, I think, no matter, if your goal is university, immigrating with your family, specific professional goals, that's always why we're taking the test, so we can unlock these future opportunities, right? No matter what those opportunities are, you have to get past IELTS first. So guys, find out where you are in your IELTS preparation. Go to allearsenglish.com/myscore. And then you could start planning, right? We have to be intentional about our goals. These are enormous goals, right? Like Antonio, moving to Canada and unlocking those professional opportunities. We have to plan for that and make sure we have enough time to prepare. So guys, find out where you're at, how much time you need. Go to allearsenglish.com/myscore. Antonio, is there any last advice you want to give our listeners today?
Yes. Follow the plan. I follow your 60-day plan as it says. Every single day, I just did this. I follow the instruction that you gave it to me. And wow, that was another part that I have to say that was awesome. It was like a total change mind.
Excellent. That's awesome, yeah. Antonio.
The plan works. The plan works. the plan works. But you need to follow. But you need to follow the plan. Definitely. You don't need to go around and trying to take like a 3 different courses or you're gonna get crazy.
Yeah.
You just need to follow the plan, get into the strategy for each section, and definitely you're going to get the result that you want.
Fantastic. Well, Antonio, keep us up to date on your scores, and maybe we'll have you on again in a couple weeks.
I will.
Awesome. All right, Antonio. Have a wonderful day and stay in touch, okay?
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me.
All right. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to IELTS Energy. Hit subscribe now and don't forget to find your estimated band score at allearsenglish.com/myscore.